Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Tune in to Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and practitioner who's helped thousands transform their lives. Part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff will lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Welcome to the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host. You can listen to Heart Living on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday, 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Boston and worldwide. You may listen online or on your mobile devices. To learn more, go to dreamvision7radio.com for a full schedule. Dream Vision 7 radio network is the media partner for Omega Institute. Thanks so much for tuning into our show. Our topic is understanding your dreams for personal growth. Your dreams are considered to be your inner guidance system. I have worked with my dreams for many years and was fortunate to have 7 years of dream analysis with a Jungian analyst who taught me so, so much. I will be sharing much of that with you today. And you know, our dreams are amazing because of the opportunity they give each of us to look closely at ourselves as the dreamer. We can learn a lot about ourselves through our dreams, as I've mentioned, and that's true whether it's physically, psychologically, spiritually. And often this information really is not available to us in any other way, or maybe I should say not available to us in the special way that the dreams actually provide. Also, it's been shown that if a person is consistently sleep-deprived, and you may have heard this already, that they may in fact suffer mentally. So sleep is necessary for your mental as well as your physical health, and dreams are a tremendous way for us to access information that is deep inside ourselves. So again, today I'll be sharing information about your dreams as your inner guidance system. Now I want to start by talking about some historic information about dreams, various characteristics that dreams have, different methods of interpreting dreams, as well as some tips for recall. And, you know, often people will say to me, and by the way, I've done workshops on dreams, and sometimes participants will say, I just don't think I dream because I don't remember them. But the truth is that you dream whether you remember the dreams or not. So the recall doesn't necessarily have anything to do with whether you're dreaming. But the nice thing is that when we talk about some tips for recall, once you start to recall dreams, you'll then be able to decide, you know, what this information would mean for you. So again, let's go back to the historic information about dreams. I don't know if you're aware, but in certain cultures, sleep was considered to be a little death of sorts. And that sounds strange, but seriously, people thought that there was a mini death that took place at night during the dream state. And I've always found that interesting. In fact, people thought that the dream world was another physical world that people went into. So you can see how cool the concept of that would have been. Now, certain societies also believed that dreams held prophetic messages from the human psyche. And just as a quick aside, I want to mention what the word psyche means. Psyche, which is spelled P-S-Y-C-H-E, again, psyche, is considered the totality of the human mind. So in other words, you know, both your conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind, all aspects of the mind, or the totality of the human mind. Now, in certain societies, it was believed that the human psyche of a person was made up of what would be called multiple souls. Now, all of these souls would be separate, and they would have different experiences in the sleep state that we're calling dreams when we're awake. So again, this is just an historical kind of ancient perspective. In ancient Egypt in particular, it was believed that the gods only spoke to people through dreams. Isn't that interesting? And the priests built shrines where people who were found to have special dreaming abilities, you know, individuals who were gifted, we could say, in that way, those individuals could sleep and dream in these special shrines, receiving messages from the gods in their dreams. And the shrines were often decorated with statues of the Egyptian god of the dead. And so you could always Google ancient Egypt dream history and so forth and get more on that. Throughout history, though, Homer through Plato taught that dreams were vehicles for spiritual manifestation. So one would grow spiritually, manifest spiritually, and so on through the dream state. And again, the Greeks considered dreams to be messages from the gods. Now, it was interesting because people of all classes, so this would be, you know, kings to merchants to peasants, gathered for interpretations of their dreams. And Aristotle was the first to introduce the idea that dreams actually were not messages from the gods. So again, remember, there seemed to be messages from the gods until Aristotle, who said, nope, maybe they're not messages from the gods. And interestingly, he taught that dreams were the mind's effort to process the events of life, and also that they reflected the dreamer's psyche, you know, again, the totality of the mind. So interestingly, and in addition to what I've already mentioned, Hippocrates, who was the founder of modern medicine, believed that dreams could facilitate the diagnosis of human illness. And, you know, this is an important breakthrough because if the idea was if we could figure out our dreams, we might receive the answer to an illness or even understand that an illness existed. And of course, you know, if you take the Bible, it's rich with references to dreams in which God reveals himself to certain chosen people, and so on. So how about a non-Western dream interpretation? Some cultures, including many Native American, African, Australian, Aboriginal tribes, have always used dreams as a way to share what is called a collective spirit memory. And often, these groups still get together in order to interpret each other's dreams. And I always thought that was just an amazing concept and practice. Native Americans in particular believed that dreams were part of the spiritual system and that your dreams provided a way for you to contact supernatural spirits, but also to gain power through that contact. Dreams were even used as well to, you know, to predict the future. And if you've ever looked at Aboriginal rock paintings, they often show images which are said to be images from the dream time. So according to Native American culture, dreams reveal secrets, okay, secrets in the psyche about both the physical world and the spiritual world. So, you know, again, so much about dreams. Now, let's sort of fast forward to more modern times, and even some of what I mentioned in ancient times could still be applicable to, you know, current times. But in more modern times, there have been numerous writers and artists, musicians, who've actually credited their dreams as the inspiration for their work, for their art. And I find this really fascinating. So I was, you know, I want to share just a few examples with you that I share in my workshops. You may have heard of Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who was a writer who said that his famous poem, which is Kubla Khan, actually came to him from a dream. And of course, many times you've heard that Albert Einstein is said to have received the basis of the theory of relativity in a series of dreams. And Salvador Dali, the famous artist, said his dreams inspired his artwork. Picasso, you know, his artwork, he said, was inspired by his dreams. Robert Louis Stevenson attributed his dreams to the writing of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Mozart and Beethoven often said their music came from their dreams. Mendeleev, who received the concepts, he claims, for the elements of physical matter, I believe it's called the periodic table, he believed, you know, the elements came to him from the dream state. And to really get more modern here, Paul McCartney claimed that his song Yesterday came from a dream. So how cool is that, that, you know, dreams have the purpose of providing us with a way to tap not only all aspects of our mind, including our unconscious self, but even to receive art, to receive daily guidance, new ideas, you know, pioneering concepts and so forth. Now, before we get into types of dreams, I want to talk just briefly about sleep stages and cycles. One thing, I wear a Fitbit, F-I-T-B-I-T, many of you probably have one. And for me, the Fitbit has a feature. I believe it's an Alta, A-L-T-A Fitbit, but anyway, it has a feature where I can see the different stages of my sleep. And I've had it for a few months, but it's been amazing to see, you know, where the REM sleep and deep sleep, light sleep, and so on. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, you sync it to your iPhone. And of course, you know, you can check your sleep stages by wearing this Fitbit, which is somewhat like a watch. You wear it at night. You wear it any time, but especially at night to record the sleep stages. So it's just been very fun for me to, you know, have something like that. So let's go back again to five sleep stages as they're illustrated or understood. Stage one of the sleep stage and cycle. Well, first in stage one, there's a light sleep. And in the light sleep, the sleeper may have almost a kind of hallucinatory experience. Like if you've ever had a sensation of falling, you'll know what I mean. And I think at some time or another, we probably all had that kind of sensation. But that type of thing will happen in light sleep. Then after about 5 minutes of stage one sleep, there's stage two, which takes over and lasts about 20 minutes. Then there's stage three, which is a brief transition, and then there's stage four. Now, stage four, a very deep sleep, is something that occurs that is necessary actually to heal you, you know, like if you have an illness or anything. So the stage of very deep sleep, during which other things can happen too, like sleepwalking would happen in stage four, sleep talking. You probably know people, if not yourself, who've been told at least that they talk in their sleep. It's also a time when night terrors can occur, and I'll explain that when we get into types of dreams. But for now, just remember stage four is when that occurs. And I mentioned about healing. So during stage four, a growth hormone is released into the body and bodily tissues are repaired. Now, stage four lasts about a half hour, and to heal, you have to be able to go into stage four sleep, and that's been my understanding, not only in studying dreams, but also in energy medicine, and I think that's really significant to know. So if you aren't getting adequate sleep, you're not producing the growth hormone that's helping to repair your bodily tissues. Now, then there's stage five. So after stage four, of course, stage five, sleep goes back through stages three and two, but instead of waking up, you enter the fascinating sleep stage of what is called REM, which is the REM, R-E-M, stands for rapid eye movement. So a person in REM, rapid eye movement sleep, has brain waves similar actually to a waking state. Breathing can be more rapid at that time, blood pressure can rise, but at any rate, the body can, in addition to the, you know, rapid breathing, blood pressure rising, the body often is said to feel paralyzed. And this is believed to happen so the dreamer can't really act out the dream, which I always found so interesting. So now that you understand the basic stages and cycles just a little bit better, and again, you can easily find this online, we'll change gears and we'll look at characteristics that are common to dreams in general. So dreams have fascinated, of course, all types of people, from writers to researchers to physicians to medical staff and so on for thousands of years. And some of that research has shown us that there are five basic characteristics of dreams. And again, I'm going to get into types of dreams, but these are just the characteristics. So the first characteristic of dreams is considered the concept that dreams frequently contain intense emotions. So one major characteristic of dreams is that the emotions that we experience in dreams can be intense and, you know, can even sometimes be scary or painful. You know, for example, it's not uncommon for people to report that they have dreamed about a deeply embarrassing situation. You know, for example, if you've ever had a dream that you were in your pajamas in the grocery store, you know, only slightly embarrassing probably for some, but nonetheless, that's the idea. Or just a profoundly scary event, like, you know, you were chased by an animal, a wild animal, or a frightening person, or you had somebody coming after you with a gun, and you have heard, I'm sure, this before, so, or experienced it yourself. Now, these kinds of emotions can actually become so intense that they interrupt the dream or cause you to wake abruptly. And, you know, interestingly, the three most common emotions that become intensified by dreams are actually said to be fear, anxiety, and surprise. So fear, anxiety, and surprise, the three most common intense emotions. A second characteristic is that strange or weird content in your dream state is accepted by you without question. You know, that's what's really interesting is that when we dream of odd events and content that occur in dreams, even though it would never occur, say, in real life, as a dreamer, we typically accept what we're dreaming without any question in that state, you know, while we're in the dreaming state. And it's as though that within the dream, these strange and, you know, illogical perceptions, events, things, and all of that that come up or happen, you know, they don't seem out of place to us at that time. But of course, if we remember the dream upon waking up, the content of the dream, you know, feels odd, or it can even be difficult to explain, sort of a hodgepodge, fragmented kind of experience. But that's a characteristic, the weird content. The third sort of characteristic would be, and I think this is interesting, is that dreams are frequently disorganized and illogical. So that, again, hodgepodge, fragmented thing fits here too. So in addition to dreams that seem to be fragments, dreams can also have many inconsistencies, and sometimes these things can be truly bizarre. You know, research shows that one of the sort of trademarks of dreams is content and organization that's illogical, or, you know, situations in which natural laws of the universe are not obeyed. I mean, have you ever flown in your dream? People have, and done other things that, you know, would not have been possible to do, of course, like flying and so on. Or, you know, maybe you time traveled, or you shifted into someone else, or something completely different. You were in a space there's no way you have ever been in, but it seemed very real to you, and so on and so on. So that's, you know, that illogical, disorganized kind of characteristic. A fourth point is that it's hard to remember your dreams. Now, what about remembering your dreams? You know, you may have found that access to the information contained within the dream actually diminishes rapidly once you wake up. You know how that goes. And the dreams are usually vivid, and you think, oh, I'm not going to forget it, but you do. And research on dreams shows that approximately 95% of the dreams forgotten entirely upon waking up. And the last characteristic here is that often there are weird sensations that people experience in a dream. So, you know, example, the sensation of falling, or you're in a dream and someone comes towards you and you absolutely cannot move. You know, you just cannot move, or you're not able to control the normal movements of your body as you would in an awake state. But again, these are just a few of the reported sensory experiences that can occur during a dream. So what about some tips for a good night's sleep and some good dreams? Well, you know, many people I mentioned say they don't dream, but it's not that they don't dream, they just don't remember. And the tips that I'm going to share are general suggestions that you would find in studies about dreams. And here would be, let's see, a few things. You know, it's believed that you should, in order to remember your dreams, first of all, it's believed that it would be best to refrain from alcohol for at least 3 hours before bedtime, since it disturbs your natural sleep cycle, and it does decrease the time you spend in REM sleep. And that's a really important point because of what we talked about with healing and so on. Secondly, also, of course, avoid caffeine before bedtime, because that'll totally interfere not only with basic sleep, but REM sleep. And what can be helpful is to drink a warm glass of milk, you know, or eat a piece of turkey. So that's good to know with Thanksgiving coming up, because both contain an amino acid called tryptophan, which causes drowsiness and relaxation. And then, of course, you know, you don't want to smoke at all, but especially several hours before sleep, because it increases your heart rate and blood pressure. And the same thing is true of strenuous exercise, at least 2 hours before bedtime, because your body will fill with adrenaline. So, you know, you want to take a warm shower or bath also, because it'll make the blood rush to the surface of your skin. And that is said to relax you and make it easier to sleep. And I always find that putting lavender, like on your pillow, a couple drops of lavender essential oil in your bath water, rosemary oil also. These are very soothing and relaxing oils that help to induce relaxation. So, you know, as we speak about relaxing, we need to consider how often dreams themselves can reflect our own anxieties. Dreams in which we worry about things are very common. And the worry or the anxiety that we feel in dreams may seem to be about something insignificant when compared to situations in our waking lives, or just seem, you know, to have nothing to do with reality. But dreams are almost always connected in some way with our daily lives. So, you know, how is that? Well, our subconscious uses symbols rather than straightforward imagery to get a point across. So it's important to examine your dreams closely, and from your dreams, you can discover areas in your life about which you are uncertain, or maybe you just haven't given thought to. Basically, the idea is that it's important to find the source of the anxiety in your waking life. And once you do this, you know, of course, then you can work on it, let it go. But interestingly, there are some dreams that are considered common anxiety dreams, like trying to run away, or or just run in general, but especially to run away from something and finding that you can't move properly or you just can't move at all, that's a very common anxiety dream. Or dreams of being pursued are very common and, you know, often can be frightening too. For example, a hunter in a dream may be an invisible presence, or even a monster might be present. And, you know, there's almost an endless list of things that can chase us in our dreams. So we're going to take a break in a few moments. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, and we'll be back with more tips on your dreams. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute. For more information, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Again, we'll be back soon for more tips on understanding your dreams for personal growth. Thank you for listening.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today. If you're living with fear and stress in your life, there is an answer.
If you're ready for a better way, step through The Doorway.
The Doorway is a multimedia online course for transcending fear, transforming relationships, accessing inner guidance, and experiencing more inspiration and trust in your life.
To learn more about these online courses based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles and David Hoffmeister, go to acimcourses.com.
Join us every Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you will improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With a 40-year track record, pioneering holistic studies, and helping more than a million people find a deeper sense of purpose, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for an integrated approach to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff of the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute. Our topic is understanding your dreams for personal growth and as your inner guidance system. So we talked quite a bit about dreams. We've talked about how to understand dreams and characteristics of dreams, how to have better dream recall. So now let's consider types of dreams and categories. I think it's probably a good thing we just start with the good old nightmare, right? Everybody's had a nightmare at some point in their lives. So a nightmare takes place actually, believe it or not, during REM sleep, rapid eye movement. Now, what's interesting is that the sleeper usually does not exhibit excitement during a nightmare, but does often remember it. And a nightmare usually is a way to express hidden fears that we've had. The fears, you know, are contained in our unconscious, of course, but we've had these fears, and it often forces us to recognize these feelings that we have perhaps even been denying. So you see, I learned in dream analysis and in work with dreams that nightmares take the form they do to ensure that the content will in fact be remembered. And again, I find this really interesting. Otherwise, a person wouldn't get in touch with those particular feelings and fears. I was also told that the scary characters, this is kind of interesting, in our nightmares are often aspects of ourselves that we maybe even don't like very much or may, in fact, be disowning. So, you know, as a simple exercise, you can evaluate a nightmare, especially a recurrent nightmare, that you might have had and try to figure out what aspect of yourself is actually being revealed. And besides the nightmare, which, you know, again, I think everybody's had that, there's another category. This is not just a basic nightmare. This category is called night terror. I had mentioned before that I would, you know, describe it in more detail here. The night terror can occur at any time of sleep, and in a night terror, the sleeper usually exhibits physical shaking and sweating. Okay? Now, for this reason, the night terror has been seen as a releasing of trauma. And I think this is key. The dreamer also usually doesn't remember the content of the night terror. They may remember a nightmare, but the night terror, when they're awakened from a night terror, they often don't have any idea what was going on. So in coaching and teaching dream work, I've had people comment on having a child who went through a stage of night terrors during a difficult time. You know, for example, during a divorce or a parent's leaving the family and so on. And this night terror was a way for the child to release the trauma of the experience of being abandoned, for example. The body is said to shake off trauma in this way. It's interesting also, there are theories that, you know, animals shake off trauma very naturally, whereas humans tend not to do it. The night terror is actually not a negative, it's a positive if the person is shaking off trauma. Now, there's another type of dream quite different, and that is called the lucid dream. And in a lucid dream, spelled S-U-C-I-D, you realize that you're dreaming during the dream itself. And it's usually described as the feeling that you're half dreaming and half awake. If you've had that, you'll know what I'm talking about. And a lucid dream usually emerges from your unconscious, and it's thought to reflect a situation in your life that needs to be resolved. So, you know, when you're half asleep and half awake, you have the power to control what goes on in the lucid dream, whether you're fully aware of it at the time or not. And, you know, in fact, the awakened dreamer can generate amazing insights and realize extraordinary creative energies during a lucid dream. So in lucid dreams, the creative healing work is, you know, often dramatically woven into the dream and then often carried out as a part of that lucid dream. And I want to add just a little did you know stuff here about lucid dreaming, because it is, to me, so very interesting. In the Far East, lucid dreaming has been the focus of intense attention for more than 900 years. I mentioned earlier that I teach in Japan. Lucid dreaming has been seen as a spiritual discipline of the highest order of importance. So, you know, many Hindus, Buddhists, Tibetans, and so on believe that the discarnate soul after death is exactly the same as the experience that we call dreaming when we are alive. And you might also be familiar with the shaman Carlos Castaneda, who was a Peruvian-American author with a PhD in anthropology. And he started writing The Teachings of Don Juan in 1968. and wrote a series of books that describe his training in shamanism, particularly a group that, you know, I think he referred to as the Toltecs. So anyway, in his writing, he reminded himself that each time he caught sight of his hands in a dream, he was going to remember that it was a dream as a way of creating the ability for the lucid dreaming to occur. So again, just a fascinating kind of idea. So here's another category, and it would be called the psychic dream. You know, there are dreams that deal with a person's ESP, or ESP, of course, stands for extrasensory perception. For example, you know, it might be a clairvoyant dream. Clear seeing is what clairvoyant actually translates as. But anyway, a clairvoyant dream in which a person reveals the whereabouts of an object or a person or gives some other unknown information. And in some psychic dreams, two people communicate in their dreams with one another. You know, this is very interesting. Another term for the psychic dream is prophetic dream, in which a person would dream of events that eventually occur, or dreams in which the dreamer is able to predict, you know, future events. So I want to mention different approaches to dream analysis before we get into 13 types of spiritual dreams. One approach, and very well known, of course, is Sigmund Freud's approach to dreams, which involved the idea that dreams were wish fulfillment and sexual in nature. Now, Freud had a student, Carl Jung, J-U-N-G, who introduced a different idea, not only about dreams, but other psychological teaching. And he created the term collective unconscious to define a place that he thought each of us could tap in the dream state, and that this dream place had universal symbols that we could access. And he thought that everybody was connected through this common, and I guess he would call it vast intelligence of universal symbols that, again, could be accessed during the dream state. So in other words, a person in India could dream of a purple giraffe with polka dots on the same night that you dreamed of the same giraffe with polka dots. And you both access the symbols from what he would have called the collective unconscious. Now, there are many others, but I wanted to mention those two. So let's go on now to recurrent dreams. These might have occurred in childhood. I know I had a recurrent dream that was actually related to a near-drowning experience I had when I was 3. I had no idea, of course, that it was related to that until I was an adult and started studying dream analysis. But we have certainly recurrent dreams that can be derived from childhood traumas or dreams that represent the repeating of an event in a person's life that needs resolution. So if a dream repeats itself unchanged again and again, it's safe to say, from a dream analyst standpoint, that it is the best possible dream for the dreamer to gain awareness about something very important. And, you know, the dream is serving the dreamer's health and wholeness in a profound way, if it's able to be understood. All right, now this is the part I really love. There are 13 different types of dreams that are sort of in the category of what are called spiritual development dreams. So the first spiritual guidance dream, development dream, is called the chase dream. These, I believe, you're going to find, as I mentioned them, that you have had probably more than one of these and thought, oh, what is wrong with me, when in fact you were actually undergoing spiritual development and guidance at the time, according to, you know, dream analyst. Okay, first one, chase dream. Now, in a chase dream, we're either the chaser or the one being chased. Doesn't matter. It's still a chase dream. And earlier we said there was also a type of anxiety. The chase was a type of anxiety dream. But, you know, it is a spiritual dream nonetheless. Now, if we are chasing something, whatever we are chasing is a symbolic desire in our life. And this desire is said to symbolize what we're trying to become. So, you know, this is just a little bit of food for thought. Now, less common, we may also have a chase dream in which we are observing a chase. So we're not chaser or the one being chased, but actually we're a witness. And so we would see both aspects as being aspects of self. But let's look at the dreamer is chasing a dog, okay? Well, then you'd want to figure out, what does the dog represent? Dog actually stands for family loyalty. So maybe the dreamer is trying to become better connected with family, you know, in some loyal way. That would be an idea. But let's say we're being chased by someone or something. You know, what's chasing us? Let's say you're being chased by sort of an invisible, elusive thing, and you don't wake up and really know what it is. So maybe the thing that's chasing you is like an inner drive, you know, that's kind of unknown to you, that you need to give more thought to. So chase dreams fall into three categories. One is the search dream. It's a kind of chase dream where we're searching for someone or something in the dream. And the action in a search dream is usually slower than a general chase dream. So, you know, what are we searching for? What does it represent symbolically? And so on. There's a second type of chase dream called the running dream. And again, these are like categories under chase dream. We know that something is after us and, you know, we're running and we're trying to avoid it. And our dream is keyed toward avoiding an oncoming situation. So, you know, the question, of course, would be what is chasing you? What is after you that you're running from? And if it's an animal, what does the animal mean? You can go to, I'm trying to remember the title of it. It's a website that has everything about, I think it's animal spirits, something like that, where you can find out the spiritual meaning of an animal. Okay, then the third type of chase dream is a trap dream, as in T-R-A-P. So we have a dream of being trapped, and we just can't avoid being trapped, or we can't outrun what's trapping us. But try to discern the symbolic meaning of who or what has trapped you. You know, are you trapped by walls? You know, maybe you've created some walls in your life, which would be symbolic. But at any rate, you know, what about a trapped dream? It's also, by the way, and this is another sort of topic, but dreams have been said to even reflect past life experiences if you believe in varying lifetimes reincarnation. So that, you know, would take us down another road. Were you ever trapped in another lifetime? That kind of thing. Okay, that chase dream is the first one, and the second one is flying dreams. So according to most dream books,
join us every Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today. 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts in topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With a 40-year track record, pioneering holistic studies, and helping more than a million people find a deeper sense of purpose, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for an integrated approach to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff of the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff Show. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is a media partner for Omega Institute, and our topic today is understanding your dreams for personal growth and as your inner guidance system. So we were talking about spiritual guidance dreams, and we talked about the chase dream, and now the second type of spiritual guidance dream we want to speak about is the flying dream. I had mentioned many times people report having had an experience where they felt as though they were flying. Now, according to most dream books, all dreams of flying indicate a desire for high aspirations of one sort or another in life, so it's kind of interesting. So, you know, if you can identify who or what is flying, and now here's why I say this. Most of the time we think, well, you know, it's us. We're the ones flying. But how are you, like, what are you dressed in? Do you notice, for example, I had a client who was dressed in a specific sort of occupation that he does not work in the clothing of that occupation. So maybe that could be seen as his aspiration. But also we want to note how the person is flying in the dream. You know, flying very high may mean that your aspirations may be hard to reach, and flying with fear of falling may indicate that you're, you know, fearful about reaching your aspirations. So there are different ways that you can symbolically look at the material that's coming from your dreams. But I don't know whether you're aware that when we do fall asleep, our consciousness is actually said to leave the body. And at the end of the night, our consciousness, some call it the soul, once again returns to rejoin the physical body. So as it gets close, it's been said in certain dream books that your consciousness, as it gets close, that the body becomes rigid and positions itself directly, the consciousness positions itself directly above the physical body. So it kind of slowly floats down. But when it does line up or realign, I guess is a better way to say it, it'll realign itself with the body. And what happens is it gives us, the dreamer, the sleeper, a sensation of falling that many people have right before they wake up. So, you know, generally we never hit the ground because suddenly we are awake when the reentering of the consciousness occurs. So that's kind of cool. Now, if something startles you during sleep and you return quickly into your body, it's believed you may have a moment of total disorientation and kind of inability to think or be in your body clearly. We may, you know, feel that our bodies are frozen, we're unable to move, but this is occurring because there wasn't enough time for your body to realign with the consciousness as it reentered the physical body. So again, I find that really interesting. There are also in that category dreams of drifting. Let me say that we had chase, flying dreams. Actually, the third of the 13 would be dreams of drifting, because it's going to include also this concept of floating away. So the sensation of floating away or drifting when falling asleep is, you know, it's pretty universal. It generally represents that consciousness is re-entering or leaving the body. So just to let you know, nothing to worry about, but it's actually a spiritual development dream. Number four is cool. Those would be dreams of birth or death. So spiritual guidance dreams of birth or death give us the same message. You know, whatever is dying is symbolically interpreted as that which is about to change. And if the death is not of us, you know, what is it of? What does that symbolize about us? In general, death dreams always symbolize growth and, you know, development of your personality and your character. If something's being born, it's something new might be coming into your life, and likewise, you know, growth and development of your personality and character. So here's a death example in a dream. You know, the dreamer's fighting with an animal and the animal dies. So the dreamer would be fighting with an unconscious part of himself or herself, and that part is now ready to change. Again, you know, what type of animal was it and so on. And a birth example would be new teeth. I don't know if you've ever had a dream that your teeth were falling out or that you had new teeth. Someone not long ago told me they felt like they were given a set of new teeth, which I, you know, that's interesting. But the idea with that one would be that now the person's better equipped to communicate or to eat in a healthy way. Who knows, right? Come back to a childlike place, although it looked like an adult set of teeth, she told me. So these are all just fascinating ideas. Now, what if the dreamer dreams of having or holding a baby? Because I know most people have that dream at some point or another. That type of dream is considered to suggest a reconnecting of a part of yourself at that age. So were you holding a three-year-old, an infant? You know, how is it? Are you healing a part of yourself that something that occurred when you were three and so on? Let's see. How about a dream in which a person feels that they're pregnant? I worked with a dream analyst, as I mentioned, for 7 years, and I had a dream like that at one point. And she said, well, how many months were you? Because if, for example, you felt you were 5 months pregnant, then go back 5 months before the date at which you had the dream and decide, you know, what was going on in my life at that time. So that might be something you're birthing. So just very, very cool how we work it through. Now, here's the fifth type of dreams of illness or disease or restoration of health. So illness or disease dreams suggest an inability to relax. You know, the word disease actually could be dis-ease. So, you know, the body cannot keep up the pace. So pay attention to what's indicated in the dream as being ill, because you can look in dream books for symbolic areas of the body. So, you know, I had a client once who dreamed of having a tumor on his foot. And, you know, I suggested to him what I knew, which is the literal possibility of having one has to be ruled out. But symbolically, it could have to do with the dreamer's standpoint in life or you know, what they stand for, because feet have to do with your standpoint. So many, many concepts. Sixth type of dream is of injury or rejuvenation. An injury dream would indicate, like a death dream, that something old may need to be released so that something new can come into being. Here's an example. Let's say you had a dream that your right hand was broken. So what's the right hand? Well, hands are about giving and receiving. The right is more work-related, you know, so you would want to look at that symbolically. Or what if you had a dream that your hand was being healed, rejuvenated? You know, maybe you're reconnecting somehow with a symbolic energy of giving and receiving. But these, again, would be ideas. Seventh type of dream is the fighting dream. Now, all physical conflict dreams are about an inner conflict. So, you know, who are you fighting with? Is there someone represented in the dream that, you know, is familiar to you? Or what if there's a name? You know, what part of you does this person represent and so on? Maybe it's a part of yourself you're fighting with. The eighth type of dream, dreams of driving a vehicle. So any dream in which we're driving a vehicle, I had a wonderful mentor who told me that it would indicate a period of growth and one in which things are moving well, no matter what type of vehicle or situation. But she said the speed of the vehicle, you know, was it a jet plane? Was it a horse and buggy, that type of thing, or a bicycle? Because the speed of the vehicle would show your potential for growth and action. Ninth kind of dream, dreams of being in water. So water symbolizes emotional levels of consciousness. And whenever we see water in a dream, it touches on, or we could say symbolizes, our emotional state. So whoever in the dream is getting wet may be undergoing an emotional clearing. And it doesn't matter how we or the other person gets wet either. Like it could be an ocean, a shower, a sprinkler, a washing machine, and so on. But the degree of cleansing is, you know, depicted by the amount of washing that we actually receive. So taking a bath, being put in a washing machine or something crazy like that would be indicators of a deep cleansing. And is the water dirty in the dream? Because that could indicate the degree of toxins or toxic emotions that need to be released. So I just love those ideas. Now, what about number 10, and again, remember, these are all spiritual dreams. What about dreams of sexual encounters? Because that's number 10 here. So a sex dream may be a way of fulfilling a desire. So who are we with in the dream? What does the person represent to us? The sexual dream is often said to provide physical and emotional clearing, and they can occur earlier in a sleep cycle and tend to be less remembered. On a deeper level, dreams of sex reveal our need for love. Okay? Now, 11, dreams of detachment and observation. So if you're having a dream, you know, pay attention to what's going on in the dream in which you feel very detached from the dream, because it would indicate that you don't feel a part of what you're observing, literally or symbolically. 12th dream, dreams of a school or classroom scene, teaching or learning. Haven't we all had that? We weren't prepared for the test dream. I know I've had that so many times. But anyway, we may be the student or the teacher in the dream, but either way, we're learning something. So the lesson that's being learned is depicted, helps symbolically depict something we're learning. Now, the subject matter may be about what's being taught, or it could have to do with the relationship of the teacher and students. But some of my clients have said that they show up, they're in a class they didn't sign up for, they feel unprepared, and so on. So this is, again, sort of a prep type dream. 13th dream, the leaving experience, a dream in which we feel we leave the world, you know, this world as we know it. And often the dreamer is in a location that seems otherworldly in some way. I've definitely had that type of dream a number of times. I don't know if you have, but these dreams are generally indicative of our ability to travel into another realm or world, or they could even indicate memory of a past life experience. So those are the 13 spiritual dreams. And I want to add that you could have a complicated dream or a dream fragment, but either way, they're going to be important. And I also was taught that if you woke up and had like 5 dreams during the night that you remember pieces of, that there will be a theme to the 5 dreams. So, you know, you could wake up with one sentence or one simple fragment, and that could be as important as a complicated dream. So just, you know, you want to pay attention. It's interesting also, I had a dream once. My father was a musician, or still is. He's 92 years old, but doesn't play professionally. But I grew up in a large family, and my brother was able to be in a band. And back then, my dad said, nope, not for you. But I love to play music, play guitar, and sing. And I remember having a dream that I was standing on stage with Roy Orbison, the singer. And later, my analyst said, well, look at the word Orbison, Orbison. If you'd been the son, you'd have been on the stage. So just amazing how our minds will give us these incredible, you know, ways to recall dreams. Just absolutely fascinating. So keep a dream journal format, and just know that your dreams are your inner guidance system. They'll help you to look at aspects of yourself in a way that nothing else can, and also help you with your spiritual growth. Now, as we draw to a close on our show, I thank you for sharing your hearts with me in this hour, and I encourage you to visit my website at heartliving.com and my Facebook page, facebook.com/heartliving. There will be programs coming this year. You could certainly participate in if you're willing to come to Norfolk, Virginia or Virginia Beach. And I also have all kinds of new things coming. So, you know, again, go to heartliving.com or facebook.com/heartliving. Take new action, hold a positive view, and make your life worth living. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. You can listen to my show on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday, 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Boston and worldwide. And to learn more, go to dreamvision7radio.com for a full schedule. Dream Vision 7 radio network is the media partner for Omega Institute. Thanks so much for joining me in this hour. I wish you the very, very best.
Thank you for tuning in to Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff to explore ways to live a more inspired and passionate life. Gain clarity, balance, and purpose as Cynthia guides you on an enlightening journey of personal transformation. For more information, find Cynthia at her website, heartliving.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/heartliving.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.